Jacob Monitoring, standing by for a net.
Brad, how you doing tonight, Brad? This is Mark, KQ4, WHN.
Mark, KQ4WHN, W4SBX, my friend. I'm talking tonight on a new mobile rig I put in. I was able to get out on it tonight, earlier today, on this frequency or repeater, but for some reason it ain't working on SASPRAS. I tried to check in, but I bought that new ICOM 2730B.
Attractive looking unit. I don't know... I don't know when that's going to enter my life in the list of radios that I have, but I feel like at some point it's going to have to. It's just too darn good looking.
It does look good. It's soft on your eyes, too, in the mobile. I put the TYT, the TH9800, in the house and put this in here last night. I got it programmed last night at the Brewers meeting. For some reason, I'm not getting out on SASPRAS, so I think I can hear everybody, but they're not getting me, so maybe it's something in the offset. I have to check.
Was offset or tones, one of the two.
I thought I was going to get to see you last night, but anyway, that's good to hear from you. Are you running the net tonight?
That's my job. Yep, I'll be here running the net. I've got a lot of stuff going on with family and dogs and all sorts of things that's kept me off the air here recently, but doing my best to try and stay active where and however I can. But tonight we're going to have a little fun. Got an idea to follow up on an idea that we did kind of at the urging of somebody last week. So we're going to follow it up and see how many people we can get to do it with us tonight. Going to do some who can talk to who on Simplex.
Roger that. I'll try to participate, but I have to go back to work tomorrow. I took the day off. I've had, 4 days off, and I forgot to take my sleeping pills, so I don't know. I'm scared to take it this late, but I'll see if I can, Mark, and I'll let you go so you can conduct the net. KQ4WHN, W4SBX, I'll be clear on your phone.
Yes, sir. I'm going to go right into calling the net, so thanks for coming to join along with everybody else who's listening. This is KQ4WHN. Let me go right into it. CQ, 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 this is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey Hotel November, KQ4WHN. My name is Mark. My location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is an elevation of 3,500 feet, and this repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any call? KQ4WHN. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KQ4WHN. Heard, but I'm going to go ahead and throw out one of my own tonight. Ross had the great idea last week, and a couple of us tried it. We have about 5 people doing some simplex, just seeing who we could reach if a repeater wasn't available, and it was a worthy experiment that I'd like to repeat with a broader group, and I've got a little structure to put around that. So if anybody wants to write down a URL, I've got a kind of a tracking spreadsheet set up that anybody with a phone or a computer is going to be able to get to, and we can kind of log the experience and see who can talk to who. So I'll have that ready to go right now, and we'll do it at the end of the check-in and the formal portion of the net. But the URL to jot down, if you've got a pencil or a computer handy, is tinyurl.com/TuesdayHam. tinyurl.com/TuesdayHam. And I'll repeat that throughout the check-in just so everybody has a chance to get that in their system. Again, we're going to play, we're going to experiment, we're going to have some fun. So With that, we'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net, and all stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your name, your call, location, and let us know whether you intend to remain on for the RACQ portion. All right. Don't have any Equilink stations, so we'll go ahead into the pre-net check-ins. And the pre-net check-ins include all those folks coming into the website for the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society website, where you have the opportunity to check in via the webpage. So with that, we're going to go ahead and cover those folks, and then we'll move on to the RF portion. Starting with the pre-net check-ins, we've got KC4 PLT, that's Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia. Got KF4 CKT, that's John in Honeypath. I got KC4 WGG, that's Patrick there in Rome, Georgia. I got K4 XMR, that's Mel in Prosperity. I've got W2 AMD, that's Andy in Simpsonville. I've got AA4GH, that's Gus in Punta Gorda, Florida. I've got the tag team of KG4PFI Don and KG4QLQ Linda coming to us from Piedmont. I've got KO4ZEW, that's Ben in Simpsonville. I got NC9V, that's Leon there in Hendersonville, and looks like he brought along Wendy, KE4DXJ. Moving down the list, I've got KC4W, that's William and Anderson. WA4JJZ, that's Andy and Aiken. KQ4ZWS, that's Christine and Traveler's Rest. KR4DNQ, that's Samantha in Calhoun, Georgia. KB2BYQ, that's David there in Easley. And W4DJW, that's Dave there in Greer. Fantastic group there. Everybody always welcome to check in, however, in whatever way is easiest for you, so feel free to come in and join us however you can. All right. Tonight being Tuesday night, we're going to begin with the India through Lima group, I through L. If you want to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call now. It's KQ4WHN.
KQ4WHN, please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Mark, thanks for calling that. Hope you and your family are well. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
WHN. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. That's where I'm going to be negative and negative. Saying 73s for each one of you.
For WHN. Thanks for calling the net. Check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. 73.
This is KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And Net Control would like to recognize our first alphabetic group of the RF spectrum. That includes W4IOE. That's Sid there in Fletcher. Thanks for joining us tonight, Sid. Appreciate you coming and spending time with us each and every time I pick up a microphone at the very least. I've got KK4JFO. That's James there on that mountain. Thank you for joining us as well, James. Always good to hear the folks from North Carolina coming down and playing games with us here in South Carolina. I've got KK4JBQ. That's Larry. And he brings along his wife, KC4MFK. And that's Donna. That's folks right around the corner from me here in Greer. I found out just last week as we did our little simplex experiment. We're going to try and broaden that simplex experiment as we go through the ranks here. If you want to join us, I'm going to give you some instructions, but the first thing you need to do is grab a piece of pen and paper or a computer, and we're going to go to tinyurl.com/TuesdayHam. singular, Tuesday Ham, tinyurl.com/Tuesday Ham. And I'm gonna see anybody who wants to come and play. After we get the roll call done, we're gonna see if we can't get some folks talking to each other simplex. Just see who can reach who. We had Ross kind of set that up as an after party last week, and we had five of us that were able to reach out and at least be heard by the others. So we want to see how wide and far we can get this going. All right, that's the end of your Lima group. Let's move on to the Mike through Papa group, M through P. Call KQ4WHM. KK4DMW, that's Rick. And together they bring along KM4. That's Michelle there in Ware Shoals. Thanks, Lorena, for bringing the family. You do it every time I'm here, and it's always welcome. Thank you for doing that. Also got KO4PXB, that's Lloyd there in Simpsonville. Moving on. If we've got nobody else in the Mike through Papa group, let's talk about Quebec through Tango, Q through T. Wow, it's going to be one of those nights, isn't it? Q through T, call KQ4WHN.
For WHN. Good, Mark. Please check in. Whiskey 4, Sugar Bravo X-ray. That's W4SBX, Brandon Simpsonville. I'll try to stick around tonight, Patrick, but like I told you, I'm not sure if I can, but back to neck control.
WHN. Hello, Victor 4, Romeo Victor. Ross, that's Radio Ocean Sugar Sugar. QTH is Taylor's. I have no traffic, but I will stay on for the simplex experiment. KV4RV, thanks for calling the net, Mark.
Slightly out of turn, Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, that's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4, to be determined, KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. We're both here in Southern Greenville County, negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
4WHN with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and net control would like to recognize W4SBX. That's Brad there in Simpsonville. Brad and I were chatting before the net got started, so always glad to talk to Brad, and always fun to hear about people and their new rigs. Brad has a brand new radio in his Jeep, and he'll be enjoying one of those lovely ICOM units with a black face, and just absolutely beautiful looking machine there that I'm going to have to find a reason to buy one. I think that's going to happen to me. But thanks for checking in with us tonight, Brad. I've got KV4RV. That's Ross. Ross was the ham who kind of brought the simplex experiment together last week. And, again, we want to see if we can get more folks doing it tonight. So hang around. We'll talk a little bit more about that here in a second. I've got K4XB. That's Tommy. And he brings along KQ4TBD Angela there in Southern Greenville County. Thanks for coming along, Tommy. Appreciate talking to you again each and every week. It's always good to hear voices as we go through there. Anyone else in the Quebec through Tango group, we'll give it out one more call because I usually get a couple more, but we'll just see. Q through T, call KQ4WHN.
4WHN. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4. Back away my golf. KO4QLG, this is Chris in Liberty, and I will be negative in there.
4WHN with Blue Ridge 2 meter net, and net control would like to recognize KO4QLG, that's Chris, and Chris, always good to hear your voice, sir, and thanks for joining us from Liberty this evening. All right, let's move on to the next alphabetic group. That's going to be the bottom letters of the alphabet. That's going to be Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. Call KQ4WHN.
WHN. Thank you for calling the net, and hello to everyone else. Please check in. N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. Shane in Cleveland, no traffic, no table. And since Tom's not here, hello, Chris.
Kilo, Quebec 4, Yankee, Quebec, India. This is Jose, and I'm in Taylor, South Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative. Thank you.
WHN. Everybody on the net, could you please check in? Kilo, Quebec 4, Yankee, Oscar, Oscar. That's KQ4YOO. Clint in Honeypath, and I'll be negative and negative.
N4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And net control would like to recognize N4ZLK. That's Shane there in Cleveland. Thanks for joining us tonight, Shane. Got KQ4YQI. That's Jose here near me in Greer. Again, one of the simplex experimenters that that joined us last week. And we were able to communicate pretty well. So I found out who my neighbors are, which is always fun. And then I've got KQ4YOO, that's Clint in Honeypath. Okay, just as a quick reminder for folks that are kind of, I know that folks kind of come and go as the net goes along, but want to remind everybody we're going to do a little simplex experiment at the end of the formal check-in. Go ahead and grab your phone, grab your computer, and you want to go to tinyurl.com/TuesdayHam. And we'll repeat that as we go forward, but it's tinyurl.com/TuesdayHam, all one word. All right, we're going to move on to the top of the alphabet and go through the Alpha through Delta group, A through D. Call KQ4WHN. Long time since I've had a blank group, so let's try that again. Anybody that wants to check in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, call KQ4WHN. All right, nothing heard. We'll move on to the patient group. That's going to be Echo through Hotel, E through H. If you want to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call now. This is KQ4WHN.
For WHN. Mark, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN, Harry in Kenner, North Carolina. I will be negative name tonight, Mark. Thanks.
When you're talking about the Tini URL, make sure that everything is in a lower case. Otherwise, it may not register properly.
Again, Kilo Romeo 4, Foxtrot Hotel X-ray, KR4FHX, Jamie, Gaffney, I'll be in and out, and negative and negative.
This is KQ4WHN with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and net control would like to recognize KC4EZN, that's Harry, there in Candler, North Carolina. Thanks for joining us tonight, Harry. I've got kind of low down there, but was able to make him out, and I appreciate the reminder, Richard. Got KR4FNC. Rich coming to us, I think, through an HT, but his guidance was if you're going to my tinyurl.com/TuesdayHam to keep it all in lowercase so it doesn't get confused or try anything difficult. So all lowercase, probably good counsel there. Thanks for the idea. And then KR4FHX. X. That's Jamie. And Jamie, I think that's the first time I've heard your voice, and if it's not, I apologize. But always good to hear folks coming in and joining us tonight. So that covers all of the RF groups individually, but we always want to make sure we catch everybody, so let's go ahead and do an all call. Anybody anywhere in the sound of my voice, if you want to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, now is your chance. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, call KQ4WHN.
Net control, please check in KR4CZI. That's Kilo Romeo 4, Charlie Zulu, India. This is Walter. I'm in Anderson. I'll be negative, negative.
This is KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and net control would like to recognize KR4CZI. That's Walter there in Anderson. Thanks for joining us tonight, Walter. Good to hear your voice again, sir, and always a pleasure to have each and every one of you join us for this net on Tuesday nights, because it gives me something to do. It keeps me out of trouble. All right, we're going to throw it out one more time with an all call. Hey, Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Check in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Now's your opportunity. Give a call to KQ4WHN. Well, sounds like we got everybody that's coming right away, so we'll move on to our experiment, but first we'll go ahead and secure the formal portion of the net and give everybody a chance that wants to move on. But we are going to do a simplex experiment for those that want to hang around. Let's do that. So this is KQ4WHN, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for those checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the rank chew portion of the net with periodic stops with check-ins, four check-ins between rank chews. Didn't have anybody down for comments or rank chew of any kind, so we're going to move on to the experiment that I'm going to try and orchestrate the best that I can tonight. So my idea, brought on by the word of the experimentation of one of my elders here who has been doing this a lot longer than I have, KV4RV Ross there in Taylor's, is just to see who can talk to who without a repeater in the mix. And we tried it with just a couple of us last week, and that was successful for about five different people able to just kind of reach out and talk. And we're going to see who can do that tonight. So the rules of the game are this. You don't have to follow the rules, but what we're going to try and do is gather as much useful information as we can here. So I've got a spreadsheet that anybody with a web browser anywhere, so Mac, Windows, iPhone, iOS, doesn't matter. Anybody can go to tinyurl.com/Tuesday Ham. tinyurl.com/Tuesday Ham. And what we'll do is I'll stay here with the net open and to answer any questions, and everybody else is just going to flip over on their, maybe on their second VFO, and see who you can reach out and talk to on 146.52. So the national all-call frequency, if you're not familiar with it, 146.520. And that's going to put you in a simplex frequency where people are going to be listening for you, and you can listen for them and just call CQ and see who you can hear. Once you've made contact, go ahead and note their name and call sign, put down yours along with your first name, your zip code, and who you are able to hear in our little spreadsheet. If you're willing to give that a shot, we'll make that the activity for the night and see who we can get without going through the repeater here on the top of the mountain, and just see what else we can do with this fun thing called ham radio. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Mark, KV4RV here. I'm one of these folks that's challenged with my hearing. Could you give a slower version of that that URL so that those of us that don't copy too quickly can get it very clearly?
Yes, sir. I will do it a couple of times, and then I'll do it phonetically. So it is tinyurl.com/Tuesday Ham. tinyurl.com/Tuesday Ham. And the basic phonetic spelling is Tango India November Yankee Uniform Romeo Lima dot Charlie Oscar Mike / Tango Uniform Echo Sierra Delta Alpha Yankee Hotel Alpha Mike tinyurl.com/ Tuesday Ham. And that puts everybody in a spreadsheet just as quick as you can, and we can start making some notes on who we are, who we talk to, and we'll see what happens. Maybe it'll be a disaster, but like I said, we had good luck last week, and it worked pretty well. Within a certain range, obviously, that's why we have repeaters, but within a certain range, we were getting out and having conversations. So if you want to play with it, let's dedicate a VFO to 146.520, and no tones, nothing special for those that maybe haven't done it before. All you have to do is tune to that frequency, key your mic, and see who you can talk to. It will not be as big a group as this, I assure you, but it will definitely be somebody out there will be able to hear you at some point. So 146.520, and you're going to go to tinyurl.com/ Tuesday Ham and report what you find. Go ahead.
And Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie, this is Matt, Western Graham County. Be Navy Bonita, 7-3, smile the net.
For Mike Charlie, that's Matthew. Matt, thank you for checking in. In amongst all of that chatter, I did get you in the log, sir, so you are there. Starting to see some folks connect to the spreadsheet, so anybody who wants to join that, again, we'll give it a minute and give everybody a chance to talk to each other. We'll keep the net open and give anybody that has a question or has a desire to check in, you can do that too. This is KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
WHN. Mark, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville, and I'll be sticking around. I'd love how you run nets. I think you're an innovator, and you inspired me to approach running nets in a different way. So tip of the hat. Anybody on 14652, but I will point my beam towards Greenville and make magic happen.
This is KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and Duncan, I am honored by your praise, sir. Love that you love what we're doing. I don't know innovation is necessarily the word, but I'm really good at stealing people's good ideas. So, but, you know, always trying something new, and I've found a lot of things with ham radio that I've done personally, but maybe you want to share. And always hate nets that start and end in 10 or 15 minutes. That just seems like a, you know, why did I bother to come up to the ham shack if we're not going to have a conversation. So, yeah, we don't have to go all night, but something more than 10 or 15 minutes would be nice. And if we can do something fun and innovative and maybe something somebody hasn't done in the past, well, by goodness, let's go ahead and do it. So getting a lot more folks in the spreadsheet now, which is a good sign. So you're out there doing things. I'm starting to get some folks reporting things on 146.520. Interestingly enough, I'm not hearing much on my second VFO, but it might be that I'm talking too much. So if you want to join us, we're on 146.520 on your second VFO, or you can just kind of go back and forth in between, and we'll be reporting who we can reach on just a simplex conversation on 146.520. And if you want to report what you find and who you talk to, you can do that at tinyurl.com/ Tuesday Ham, tinyurl.com/ Tuesday Ham. take you right into a spreadsheet where you can just let us know who you are, where you are essentially with a zip code, and then who you could talk to there.
Mark, I got a quick question on the spreadsheet. So who I heard, right, call sign down, if you have, you're listening to multiple people, do you write one that you hear or just one?
Yeah, there is to just call CQ on 146-520 and see who you can hear, and more importantly, who hears you, and see if you can have a conversation. Just sing out, give your call sign, and then see if anybody responds to you, get theirs, and just jot it down. That's the name of the game, is to have conversations and try and communicate in the event that maybe a repeater isn't available, you're not in range of one, you know, what are your options? And that's the beauty of Simplex. We can do it really close with VHF, UHF, and really far with high frequency, but sometimes it's all about angle and distance and whatnot, so you never know what you're going to get until you try it. And I hadn't had an opportunity to talk to a lot of folks with just a Simplex conversation on VHF, so we're giving it a shot tonight for anybody who wants to give it a go.
I'll see y'all down there. 146-520.
146-520, that's correct, sir. Go ahead, comment.
46920 or 520.
Thanks for asking. It's 146-520. 146-520.
Good day. I just tried. Didn't get any response. Okay.
Fortunate. Maybe we give it a couple of tries and see if maybe somebody's tuning in late to the game, or maybe you hang out and just listen and see if anybody else comes on that you're able to hear. But I've got a couple of people reporting. Maybe three people now reporting contacts, and a bunch of people in the spreadsheet. So we're out there trying. Let's keep trying.
Control.
Net control.
KO4ZEW. I should have already checked in over pre-check, but sounds like you guys are trying to test 146-520. From what area? I got a tune on it right now.
It's every area that you are. So if you're down there in Simpsonville, Ben, well, you reach out, see if you can get Brad or some of the other folks there in Simpsonville. We're trying to report the findings just for fun into a spreadsheet that you can .com/Tuesday Ham, and that's tinyurl.com/Tuesday Ham. And as you make contacts or don't make contacts, you can just kind of note what your findings there in our little spreadsheet. And it's just an experiment to see who we can find and who we can talk to.
I'm in Malden, right near Malden High School, if that gives a good location. So I will call out on General Tumir and see if I can get anybody.
4WHN.
4WHN, go ahead, Brett.
Yeah, Mark, I tried to do that tiny URL, but I'm not getting it set up right, so I'm going to have to pass tonight because I have to get ready to go to bed. But I want to switch over to 146-520 and see what I hear.
Get there and somebody else can. They can log the content if you can hear somebody. I would imagine you can get Ben, who was just on here. You guys should be within range of each other, I would think. But, you know, hey, if you don't get there, you don't get there. It's just a interesting way to kind of jot down what we find. I've got some folks that have been successful. Had one person comment that maybe you make sure you put everything down with lowercase letters to be sure that there's no conflicts or issues there. But I've been busy calling the net, so I haven't played with it much. But hopefully everybody's having good success.
No problem, my friend. I'll let you get back to it. Thank you, and I'll switch over and see what I can get, if I can get Ben.
Thanks for the attempt, Brad, and hopefully you get a chance to put your head on the pillow so you can be functional tomorrow. Okay, I've been chatting a long time and haven't called for check-in, so this is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We're in the rack chew portion. We're going out and experimenting and trying different things. If you wanted to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, well, now's your opportunity. We're open for business, and anybody anywhere, Alpha 3 Zulu, can call in and check in the net right now. All you have to do is call KQ4-WHN or net control.
4-WHN or net control. Mark, please check in. KI4-DOS, Gary. Also, K3-JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no you tonight. Good evening to you all on the net. And, Brad, I got you on reverse full scale over here in easily.
Thanks for coming and joining us tonight, Gary. I appreciate you you doing that. Thank you, sir. I'd like to recognize KI4DOS. That's Gary, who's going to be taking over this job tomorrow. Don't forget to join on Wednesday nights when we have the swap meet, and Gary will be calling that, or the, Lordy, not the swap meet, the swap net, just because I've got too many things going on, my brain starts to panic and do other things. Gary will be handling the swap net after the regular net tomorrow night, so join Gary, KI4DOS. And then Gary checking in tonight. He brings along K3JOY. That's his pretty little bride, Joy. Love to hear from you, Gary. Thanks for checking in with me. Anybody else want to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? We're here, and we're experimenting a little bit. If you want to check in, call now. If you're confused as to what's going on, I just made a call out on 146-520, and we're doing a simplex experiment on everybody's second VFO, so we can just see who we can talk to without a repeater. I've got a good six lines of contacts being logged now, and folks are out there experimenting. You're going to tune your radio to 146-520, and if you're able to get into our little spreadsheet, that's at tinyurl.com/TuesdayHam. tinyurl.com/TuesdayHam. It's as short as I can make it. I apologize. So go out there, sing CQ, and see who you can talk to. Let's give it a shot and just see who's local. It's a fun exercise. We had a blast with it last week when Ross brought it up, so I thought I'd formalize it, make it a little easier to give everybody a chance to see who's within range of who. And if you're willing, go ahead and do that with us. Anybody else want to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? This is KQ4WHN, your net control this evening. Just go ahead and let us know that you want to check in. We're here.
4WHN, KO4JKV, comment?
Let's talk.
This whole exercise just inspired me, so I got my beam antenna pointed right towards Caesar's head, and I got my HT all the way up to 8 watts, so and so I called CQ a bunch. Haven't heard anything. I didn't expect to, because I'm pretty socked up here in the mountains, but I'm going to do it a few more times, but man, that's a great exercise. I love it. Over.
And that's, again, not my idea, but I'm willing to take good ideas and run with them. That's KV4RV Ross. He had the idea, wanted to know if I'd be willing to join him. I invited some others and just our little group over here, kind of west of Greer, south of Taylor's, whatever area you want to call us. We were having a conversation, and I found out Larry is within a stone's throw of me as well. So, love to experiment, love to try new things, and glad to see that there's some folks out there that are going along with it. And sad to hear that some folks aren't finding somebody nearby, but, you know, it's a good thing we have repeaters to handle those kinds of conversations. But maybe we keep doing this on a regular basis, not every week, but every once in a while, maybe once in 90 days, and we'll kind of grow a following for folks that want to go out and play simplex a little more. This is KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Yeah, Mark, And I'll throw out a couple more call signs. And but 73KQ4WHM. This is KO4JKB. Back to net 73, Mark.
Thanks for the comment, Duncan. I'm glad to hear we've inspired you to go off and power up some gear and turn some antennas that maybe haven't had a chance to do that recently. But to point it toward Greenville, to point it toward the repeater, the general area of the repeater, we'll say. Hopefully you'll find somebody at some point. But KO4JKV, this is KQ4WHN. I'll keep holding the net open just for a little bit and give anybody else a chance to comment, ask a question, or check in. Go ahead and call KQ4WHN. Noticing on my spreadsheet that KN4FNC, I think that's KR4FNC, Rick was able to hear me from Simpsonville via Simplex. That's impressive. Didn't know I had a clear shot down to the south, and that he was able to hear me. So that's great news. A lot of folks actively calling out CQ right now on 146.520. So we'll keep it going for a little bit. Anybody with any questions or any thoughts, or want to just check in at the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? This is KQ4WHN.
4WHN, KR4ACR, Terry, I did not check in. I did hear you on Simplex a little earlier.
Well, Terry, I'm going to go ahead and check in because there's no reason you shouldn't. So we'll get you in the log here. Thanks for coming on and letting me know you're out there. But I'm even more impressed that I'm getting all the way to Moore because you're on the other side of my in-laws there in Duncan, and that's interesting. That's definitely interesting news. So I'm learning things that I didn't know were even possible with Simplex, but that is kind of away from the lake in my perspective, so I'm kind of down below or at the bottom of a, not the bottom of a hill, bottom of a an incline where there's a lake at the top, and it's more of a cow pond. But anyway, there's probably some general earth that's in the way of anything in that general direction. But Simpsonville and Duncan and Moore and Spartanburg in general, I don't have quite as much earth in between me and the rest of the world and my little 2-meter antenna in the attic. Maybe has a chance of getting further out. So thanks for that report, Terry. I'm always interested to learn new things, and you definitely educated me.
Well, if you get off at exit 63 and go right towards Woodger for about probably 5 miles to where I'm at, so it's a good little ways off of 85. You were not 100%, but you were very legible.
Thanks for that report, sir. That's fantastic. I'm going to have to play with that when I have an opportunity. Maybe next go round, I'll give it a shot with some of my with my in-laws or some of the folks over in that general direction. Maybe on the weekend. But appreciate that report, sir. Thanks for checking in with us. I will formally recognize KR4ACR Terry with some interesting news that I didn't know was possible, and that was the whole point of tonight.
Controls KO4PXB.
PXB. Good evening, sir.
I was on the 146.520. I can hear other people, but I'm obviously not making it into the repeater.
46.520. There's not a repeater to get into. That's why we're doing Simplex. So you can hear them. They can't hear you. That may just be a directional thing, or just line of sight with the antenna that you're getting some knife edge refraction, and you're able to hear them, but for whatever reason you're not getting out and getting heard by them. But still go ahead and log that you're able to hear them. I think that's interesting information nonetheless, that we're able to, maybe sometimes broadcasting into the blind, people can hear you even though you can't hear them when they try to respond.
Comment. For the EW Ben,
Lloyd, I just heard you a few minutes ago in Malden. I got you a very clear 5-9 on the Simplex channel. So I don't know if you want to jump back over there and try it again, but you were perfectly clear and readable over in Malden.
W810, W4SBX.
SBX, come on, Brett.
Yeah, a quick comment. That was fun, but I can't keep playing around with it as I need to get to bed. But what was crazy is I can't get Ben, which is not far away, and the gentleman he just responded to did his call sign. But anyway, he don't live too far from me. I couldn't get either one of them, but guess who I got? I got a KQ4YOO in Honeypath.
You know, propagation is a weird mistress, and man, she's crazy at times. But man, that made me laugh out loud. I may have scared the cat.
Well, I couldn't believe it either. But line of sight and what you were just talking about, you know, what's in, you know, in between you, knife diffraction. But I must have a clear line of sight to Honeypath. He's gonna log me, and I'm gonna log him on QRZ. So that was really cool.
Thanks for the report there, Brad, W4SBX. Man, I tell you what, it's fun. It's fun to experiment. It's fun to learn things. I would have bet money that there would return to the Earth to get to Honeypath, but I would have equally bet money that you getting into Ben's rig there in Malden would have been child's play, but too weird. Too weird. This is KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We're running a little experiment on 146.520. If you want to call CQ, this is the opportunity to do that. There's some folks out there listening, and they're logging their results at tinyurl. That's tinyurl.com/Tuesday Ham. Tuesday Ham. That's today, Tuesday Ham. tinyurl.com/Tuesday Ham. We'll wrap this up here at the top of the hour, but if you want to give that a shot, you can dial your radio to 146.520 and just see who comes back to you. Just call CQ on 146.520.